T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Here we go. 1984, and they are your artists of the day, the Scorpions.
Hey, KUMed announced today a very promising new treatment for COVID-19, and they are looking for people to test it. And I only bring this up because we had a fascinating conversation in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday. Mm-hmm. You can go find it on podcast. It would be hour 4 yesterday with patient number 14, who is a local teacher.
Whose sister is patient number 8.
Yep, there's two of them. And she has children and lives in Lee's Summit, or works in Lee's Summit, I believe, and agreed to roll her sleeve up and be part of the vaccine trial. She had no side effects. They will not know until April how individually they did.
Right.
But I believe there's going to be some early results released here soon. KU is now saying if you've tested positive for COVID-19 and you are not sick enough to be hospitalized, doctors are having some success treating hospitalized patients. And KU has launched this clinical trial. It needs people who have tested positive for COVID-19. The study is part of a nationwide clinical trial series called Accelerating COVID-19 Therapeutic Interventions and Vaccines. Good Lord.
What's it called?
Just call it Active 2.
Okay.
Announced by the National Institutes of Health. KU is one of 40 sites participating.
Will you get the vaccine?
Yes.
You will?
Absolutely.
No matter what?
No matter what.
Huh. Okay. I will sit back and watch.
Researchers hope the treatment will reduce symptoms and how long people are sick. Earlier trial results look, quote, very promising.
I'm not saying I won't get the vaccine because I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just want Fauci to say it's okay.
Yeah.
I trust that guy.
You go first and then I'll go.
No, you go first and then Fauci can say, no, you go first. Fauci says it's okay and then I'm in.
This is interesting. KU, working with Children's Mercy, is one of 62 trial locations in the country. How about that?
Okay.
Good stuff.
Now, I would be willing to be part of a trial. However, what would that mean? Like, if you're part of a trial.
In this one, with the treatment, half are blind placebo and half are getting the treatment.
Okay, but if I'm part of the placebo, then
you get nothing.
Are you going to tell me I can go back to work?
Probably not until the 2-week quarantine period's passed.
Can I go see my kids?
I think the standard rules would still apply.
So I got to hole up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a trial, so they don't really. I think it's to minimize the symptoms, not to get rid of it.
So I've always wondered about this placebo thing, okay? Is the point for me to go about my business pretending like I got the vaccine?
Yeah, because you don't know.
But I'm still going to wear my mask.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go about life the way I normally would, or is...
It's a double-blind study, I think, Scott. So that means the doctors and clinicians
the doctors don't
know. You don't
then
know.
Then who knows who got the placebo?
When it's all said and done, they draw everybody's blood and they see what the results are, and then you know. And then they can say, all right, the half that got the treatment fared much better than the half that did not. And you've got to do it that way so that there's no bias involved.
But if you're giving me the placebo, here, follow me here for a second. If you're giving me the placebo, Dana, or you give me the actual vaccine, I'm still walking into Hy-Vee with my mask on. I'm still doing the hand sanitizer when I get out to the car. How are you really going to know?
I see what you're saying. I think you're confusing the vaccine, which we talked about yesterday, which is to prevent getting COVID.
Correct.
And the new KU study, which is a treatment for those who already have COVID.
What I'm saying is, if we're going to try to figure out if this vaccine works, okay, let's say you have 100 people, okay?
Okay.
You have 100 people come in, 50 of them get the vaccine that is being considered, okay? The other 50 basically get a shot of water into their upper right arm.
Right.
Okay? Then you would have to tell these people, I know you look confused. You would have to tell these people, don't wear a mask, rub your hands all over, get the COVID all over your face, because we need to figure out if the vaccine people can walk into a store,
right,
get the vaccine, or get the COVID all over their face.
I see what you're saying. So
if you go in with the vaccine,
yes,
but you're still, you know, using hand sanitizer, putting on a mask, how do you know if it's working?
Because at the end of that study, and the results will be revealed in April 2021, they will reveal what type of antibodies are in everyone's blood. So follow me here. Some of the patients that went in and got the vaccine got one dose. Some got two doses. Some got four doses, like the teacher we talked to yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour.
Ellie. Yeah.
Ellie. Some got four doses. At the end of this trial, they've drawn their blood every week, then every month, then twice a month. At the end of the trial, they're going to reveal those results and say, right, Scott, you got the vaccine and you had robust immunity. Dana, you got half the vaccine and your antibodies show a little bit of immunity, and Sam got six doses, and he's like Iron Man and can't get COVID.
But don't you have to have these people go out in, and I am not a doctor.
No.
I am dumb.
We asked her that, which means you are dumb and you don't listen to your own show.
At least I knew that she was in the 5 o'clock hour, not the 4 o'clock hour.
I don't do numbers well. You know that. We asked about
her. Mom and dad are fighting.
We asked her about that yesterday. Do you have to be exposed to COVID to see what happens? It is unethical to do that, and it is disallowed.
But when we asked her that, Dana, we were talking about, like, do the doctors,
like, blow it on her,
like,
or something?
Yeah, like, go, here's some COVID.
Here's some COVID. Corners. Drink it, Ellie.
Corners. Commence.
Okay. What I'm saying is, isn't it?
How do you know is what you're saying?
What I'm saying is, how do you know if the vaccine is working if you're not going out and just living life?
Because
I'm not saying go out and be irresponsible.
Because at the end, they will reveal what your blood shows. And your blood will show robust immunity, okay, no immunity.
Well, how would you know?
Because they've been drawing it this whole time. So if you got the vaccine on a Monday,
right,
they drew your blood on Tuesday. Then they drew it in 2 weeks. Then they drew it in a month. And then they drew blood again in 2 months. And so they're tracking all of the blood from all of the patients in the trial. When it's all said and done, they are going to reveal what the antibodies show in each patient's blood.
Okay. All right. That made absolutely no sense. Just being honest.
You know, we keep talking about the antibody test.
Yes.
Do you have immunity to this? The blood will show what level of immunity they all have.
That is the most sense you've made in the last 3 minutes.
I don't know.
That made sense.
Did you get knocked in the head this morning?
No, but I went through the windshield of a car.
But
a long
you
time
know,
ago.
How much longer can you keep blaming that on your fog? I mean, when you were 17 or 18, I'd be like, well, you know, he did go through a windshield of a car, but
that scar never goes away.
Just saying, it's been a while.
You're not a nice person.
We're testing the immunity.
Okay.
Level response.
Okay.
That, like, you tested the windshield of a car.
Mm-hmm. as I thought it was going all right. I found out I'm wrong.
When it gets to tweet.
It was right. It's always the same. It's just a shame.
My husband just tweeted. This is the actual headline. The actual headline. Reese's is putting pretzels in peanut butter cups because the hell with it. It's 2020. Here's the story. This year has been so far from sweet. Reese's is embracing its salty side by adding pretzels to its peanut butter cups. The new cups will be filled with pretzels. The newest addition comes with the slogan, to hell with it, it's 2020. They will be offered in big cup size as well as mini cup size, which will come in a snack pack.
Do you remember when this year started?
No. Oh. I don't remember anything before what this
year
turd
became.
Yes, I don't.
Honestly, when you guys were at home, I feel like that was 2 years ago. Like, it feels so long ago.
It was just completely different. I remember not even believing when it felt like it had been 10 years that we've been doing this. I could swipe back in my phone, swipe, swipe, swipe in my photos, and it wasn't that far swiping back that Jack and I were at Allen Fieldhouse with 17,000 people watching the KU game.
You know what? I'm going to go through my phone.
It's here. Not very far back.
I'm going to look at the last photo I took.
With a crowd.
No, before this whole thing just went south. Because I remember... We went to
see Bob Jovi in a bar like right before.
And right before we got locked down, Kelly and I had gone to Cancun literally. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want to see the last photo I took before
the you know what hit the fan?
Kelly and I went to Cancun.
Yeah, let me see.
And once we came back from Cancun, you and I never saw each other. We were sent home.
Yeah. It's Bob Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's interesting to do that or horrifyingly
and
depressing to do that.
Earlier that night, what is that?
You're at a game somewhere.
That's me and Sarah at a Sporting KC game.
Yeah, look at all those people smiling like we don't even know what's coming. Don't you want to go, hey, you have no idea what's about to happen.
We're going
to
die.
I mean, seriously.
Look at that. That's Sarah and me the night of KC, the first KC Sporting game.
Right.
And later that night, we were driving home. We swung by the bar for a couple quick minutes, watched Bob Jovi, and said hello backstage, and then we went home, and then the next picture you see is Cancun, Mexico.
Okay, so when I saw that photo of us in Allen Fieldhouse, because we took five or six pictures, and we took one under all hail to old KU, I remember looking at the faces behind us. There were, you know, there's 17,000 people in there, and thinking, what would they think? If you said to them, hey, you are not going to believe what's about to happen.
Now,
I mean, they would think you were crazy.
Now, this would have been at the Sprint Center because of the tournament, right?
No. We were in Allen Fieldhouse for that game.
Okay.
And isn't it weird to look at still photography and just think for a moment, like all of those people there have no idea.
Right.
Just within like this.
What's about to happen?
What's about to happen? I mean, and you could say that about anything, I suppose.
Sure, yeah.
But just collectively, we're so all in this together that you look at these smiling faces and you at the sporting game, and you're like, oh, look at me, and I'm smiling, and I look so happy, and I'm going to work the next day. And I wouldn't even, if you said to me, do you own a mask? You'd be like, what, weirdo? No, I'm not a doctor. Why would I own a mask, weirdo?
A month before that, I was crawling my way through millions of people downtown just to try to get some audio for our coverage of
the
Super
riots
Bowl parade.
And the Super Bowl parade. Those two things, actually, Sam, you were down there for.
Yeah.
I can still remember the last night before we went to Mexico, we went to Nick and Jake's with my mom. The whole family. Kelly, her son, me, the daughters, and we had a nice dinner inside.
Of course.
At Nick and Jake's. We were watching the Big 12 tournament. And we left at like 5:30 in the morning the next day. We land in Cancun. We're in the hotel about 3 o'clock. And boom.
Yeah.
The poop hit the fan. And all of a sudden, NCAA cancels March Madness. MLB postpones spring training. Blah, blah, blah. NHL postponing Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
The last picture I took was of my boy Bobby Kerr from Bob Jovi.
Oh, we were dancing.
Well, you were. I mean, because you're in love with him.
Morris was there. We had so much fun. Chris was there. We were so normal.
Had a selfie with Sarah and then, bam, give me a mask.
No way. Tribute band groupies are crazy.
Right? So weird.
Who would do that?
Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right. What do you got?
A prosecutor in Michigan has flushed a complaint about a toilet that was promoted as a place to drop absentee ballots. The election clerk has informed police about a toilet on the front lawn with a sign saying, place mail-in ballots here. Bar Byron said it is a felony to take illegal possession of absentee ballots. Oh, come on. There was no evidence of an intent to violate Michigan law. Instead, it seemed to be an effort to make a humorous political statement. The safety and secure administration of elections are of utmost importance.
You don't think people
are... Give me a break. Putting a toilet on your front lawn saying place ballot here is hilarious. There is no way anyone should be charged for that. That is funny.
All right, when we get back, the Florida governor proposing stiff penalties for violent protesters. We got millions can't pay rent. Landlords making less than $50,000 a year now. Cousin of rapper Nelly sentenced for defrauding former Chiefs player out of $250,000.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. And also, there's a new scam going around. It's a new twist on an old scam. It's happening in Warrensburg. If you have kids who go to college in Warrensburg, you need to warn especially your parents and grandparents about the old, I've been kidnapped, I need you to send money.
Mm.
There's no kidnapping ring going on in Warrensburg. If you have a mule, they're fine. Do not wire money to the people calling saying, please help me, with a buddy in the background screaming, mom, help.
We'll get to all that and much more in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Got his start in a little band named Thin Lizzy. Went on to become a much bigger star. Hey, Sam. Want to walk into traffic? I mean, why are you snoring in there? Keeping you awake? Jerk. He knows I love him. Dana Wright from the Kansas City Star.
Yes, please.
A Missouri man has been sentenced to 15 months in prison for defrauding former Chiefs cornerback Brandon Carr out of $250,000.
How does this happen?
The Baltimore Sun reported earlier this year that Jameel Martin of O'Fallon made false claims of ownership in an apparel company, Famous Nobodies. The Sun story says that Martin told Carr and Carr's business manager that Carr would get 17.5% ownership interest in the holding company with $250,000 investment. Mm-hmm. So in September of 2016, Dana Wright, Carr wired the money into a bank account controlled by Martin. Fox 2 News in St. Louis, so you know it's true, said that Martin used Carr's money to pay credit card bills, fund professional boxers in Vegas, and pay for a down payment on a house.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
That's what you do. The Post-Dispatch reported that Martin must repay the $250,000.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure he just has that lying around in a spare bank account.
During a sentencing hearing held on Zoom, per the Post-Dispatch, Martin said, quote, I made a huge mistake, and I realize the hurt that I've caused. The Post-Dispatch story said that Martin's lawyer asked for probation or house arrest so Martin could repay the money owed to Carr. Carr, who is 34, is currently now with the Dallas Cowboys.
And is never going to see a dime of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Police in Warrensburg are issuing a warning about an extremely unsettling scam that has been reported twice with parents in the area. Police were called to the school in Warrensburg Monday, where they met a parent who was frantic, stating someone called saying they had kidnapped their child and they were demanding ransom money. The parent told police they could hear someone screaming in the background. Police said the parent then immediately drove to school and their child was there the entire time. It is not the first time a similar call has been made to a parent. Not in Warrensburg, not here, not anywhere. This happens. Police say
Dr. Seuss?
Yes. Oh. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere.
Okay, good. I hope we don't eat you.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like that scam. Police said a similar scam was attempted this past weekend when a father-in-law received a call saying his daughter-in-law had been kidnapped. Stating from police here, we encouraged him to call his daughter-in-law. She picked up the phone and discovered she was fine. Police say if you receive a call of this nature, the very first thing they suggest you do is to call your loved one and say, have you been kidnapped?
Right.
Blink twice.
Did you say I do not like green eggs and ham? I do not like this scam?
Police also say during the call with scammers, do not say your loved one's name. Here's the deal. Here's where people get tripped up, and you need to warn your elders about this. They'll call and go, Gremlin, I need money. And then I've been kidnapped. Your first reaction is to say what?
Dana, what's wrong?
Sarah, is that you?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Sarah. That's always how this works.
Mm.
It's Sarah, please come. This happened to a very good friend of mine's dad. He got the call.
Okay.
And like my son, his real name is not what we call him. So like...
Jack's real name is not Jack.
Yeah. Jack is always John. And if you don't know that, you don't understand what Mrs. Kennedy screamed the moment that her husband was shot. So it would be akin to someone saying, this is John. I go, all right, Nigerian weirdo. Not falling for it.
It would be like if my mom got kidnapped, fake kidnapped.
Yeah.
And somebody goes... Help, Scott, it's Margaret.
You'd be like, what?
Nobody calls her Margaret. Her name is Maggie.
So police say, do not, during a call with scammers, say your loved one's name, even as frantic as you are thinking they've been kidnapped, which they've not been. Do not give them any identifying information. Instead, they suggest you ask to speak with your loved one and ask, how do I know they are okay? Police also note that anyone asking for gift cards in lieu of other forms of payment is a red flag. We have kidnapped your child, and we will only accept $10,000 in Target gift cards. That's a red flag, people.
Okay. Story here from CNBC. Mom and pop landlords are in a worse financial position relative to their higher-earning peers as unemployment remains elevated and Americans continue to struggle to pay the rent. Roughly a third of landlords who own residential property are from low to moderate income households, those who make less than $90,000 a year, according to researchers at Hamilton Project. By the way,
I would not have guessed that.
Are you going to the money here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not pin a middle-income household at $90,000.
Combined?
Yeah, maybe combined, I guess. Maybe. I always thought, like, middle income was like $65,000. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I think if you ask someone what is middle class, you will get the number of answers of the number of people you ask.
But what's middle class in New York City?
Oh, yeah.
Would be...
Or Hawaii or San Francisco.
Would be super high in... Sam, will you look up middle class income, the bracket for middle class for, say, Kansas City, Missouri?
Well, Pew Research, which does studies like this all over the place, says anywhere from $40,000 to $122,000, depending on where you live.
Damn.
122 is California. And
depending on where you live.
Because, Scott, you remember hearing this. If you are below $100,000 in most cities in California, you are below, is it the poverty line?
Well, I mean, you can't get a decent house for less than $1 million. For example, rent makes up 19% of household income for those making less than $50,000 a year and 15% for those making $50,000 to $89,000 a year.
I feel like that's a lot of numbers for 542.
Okay. Sorry.
I've got a list. What?
Oh, God.
Where did you want to know?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Just start saying numbers.
What qualifies as middle class?
Missouri as a state, middle income would be $79,000.
But that's even a misnomer, because Missouri as a state, you could live in
the super rich part of St. Louis.
Or
there is a super rich part?
Yeah. Or way down by the boot heel, where that would be a ton of money.
Okay. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Story here from the New York Post. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is willing to or wants to introduce new legislation to stiffen penalties against protesters and penalize cities in the Sunflower State that defund police departments by cutting off state funds. Governor DeSantis said his bill, expected to go before the state legislature next year, calls for protesters who damage property or injure someone to be charged with a felony and for mandatory jail time for anyone who attacks the police.
Okay, let me ask you this. And I'm going to sound like Scott Parks here, and that makes me ill. Why would we need a new law for that? It is already quite illegal, I am certain, to attack police.
Great question. I believe it's also against the law to attack somebody or damage property.
Criminal damage to property is absolutely illegal. Now, is it a felony? It could be felony criminal damage to property, depending on what you do.
It is if it's over $500 worth of damage.
No, that's when you steal something. I don't know if criminal damage to property is that low. I mean, you could ding someone's Mercedes in a very inconspicuous spot, and that would be criminal damage to property.
Fair point.
I think that's theft.
Okay.
It
would also make it a felony for anyone in a, quote, unpermitted protest, define unpermitted protest, to block traffic or destroy public property. Anyone convicted of hitting or attacking a police officer during an assembly would face a mandatory jail sentence of 6 months.
I fail to see where that
isn't already
on
the
books. And I would say, depending on the severity of what you have done, it should be more than 6 months. This is one of those, I'm getting ready to run for re-election.
Yeah.
And I am tough on violent riot, angry protesters.
I've said this before. It's a solution looking for a problem.
God, we have been together too long. Way too long.
It's like a roller coaster. It goes from fights to finishing each other's sentences. God.
You know, we remind me of my Uncle Steve and Aunt Earlene.
Please don't say that. I don't want to be Aunt Earlene, and I sure as hell don't want you to be Uncle Steve.
God rest his soul.
Rest in peace.
He was a good man.
I'm sure he was.
But they could finish each other's sentences.
Right.
They still bickered from time to time, but they could finish each other. They knew where the other one was going.
When we come back, a man has falsely reported a dead body at a McDonald's.
Totally ignored.
Just like.
In order to get a ride home. And I will give you one guess. The state in which that happened.
Well, the fact that you just said Florida, I guess I'm not going to have to guess.
Did I say Florida? Wait, run that back. Did I say Florida?
Oh, stand by.
Well, that's one crappy tease. We come back. A man has falsely reported a dead body at a McDonald's.
Totally ignored.
Just like.
In order to get a ride home. And I will give you one guess.
You broke my tease!
Damn it!
Tease murderer of good teases!
And now we're back on the other part of the roller coaster.
Jerk tease runner!
Darling, you
got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine.
Welcome back to Arlene and Steve.
I'll be here till the end of time.
That's such a great old lady name, Arlene.
It's Arlene, and that's her real name.
Either one.
She's a wonderful human being.
I'm sure she is. Arlene, Arlene, I love them all. But that name went the way of Eunice.
Aunt Arlene is a dear.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She lives in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I had a great aunt, Hazel.
Okay.
That name has not come back.
I had a grandmother, Doris.
I had a Dorothy.
And an Irene.
My grandma's name is Laverne.
Wow, that's a good one.
Oof.
Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a mom named Margaret.
Well, Maggie, Maggie's though, common. There's still a lot of Maggies.
I had a dad named Mayo.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Steve, Arlene, you're getting distracted.
Okay, sorry.
Did I tell you, Scott?
Yeah, Dana.
That a man in a nondescript state that I will not mention falsely reported a dead body at McDonald's this week in order to get a ride home.
Mm.
Instead of a taxi, he called 911. The man called police early Friday morning to report the dead body outside of a Winter Haven McDonald's. He rambled a few inaudible comments and then hung up, according to police. Naturally, numerous officers and deputies swiftly headed to McDonald's.
Well, dead body. I mean,
when they arrived, instead of a dead body, they found 46-year-old Jermaine Williams sitting on a curb and waiting for a ride home. They determined he had called 911 multiple times that evening looking for a ride. Mm-hmm. Quoting here from police, yeah, he got a ride this morning, all right. To the luxurious accommodations at the Polk County Jail. He's been charged with misuse of 911 in a state that I refuse to mention.
Can I guess?
No. No, you may not.
Vermont?
No, you may. Yes, let's just say it was Vermont. Sure. Seems like a Vermont kind of thing to do.
Sure does.
Utah.
Sure.
Definitely Utah.
All day long.
I ruined your story. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're so bad. Steve.
Okay, Arlene.
Why does Arlene sound worse than Steve? I don't want to be Arlene.
Because Steve is still used. Arlene is not.
Stop it, Arlene. God bless her. That is definitely a name that you don't hear
like,
anymore.
What's the worst?
Oh, you know, my grandpa was Norman, and I wish that name would come back, and I kicked it around for our fourth child.
I like Norman.
Oh, I really, really wanted to name him Norman, and my mom was like, eh.
You know what name has come back? With a vengeance. And I'm cool with it. Henry.
Oh, yeah. Years ago.
Yeah. I mean, that one's really come back.
I like Henry. I like Hank. All those. Hank for Henry is darling.
I know, but Hank is short for Henry.
I'm aware.
Okay, I thought you were like throwing out Hank as another.
No. Uh-uh. Not at all.
Yeah. What name, if your parents named you this name, there's no way anybody's calling you by it.
Like the worst name?
Yeah. Like Gertrude.
No, because I think Gert's cute. But then I don't want to say the name, because then if there's someone listening with that name.
Yeah, they're probably.
No, I don't know.
Eunice?
It would just be odd to be a Eunice, because that was the aunt or the sister they made fun of on Mama's Family. Remember that?
Sounds like eunuch.
No. Oh. I don't know.
No, I think George would be a good name. I like George.
No, I like George. That's come back too a little
bit.
Yeah. You know why? Because of... The Royals.
Prince George. Yeah, Prince George.
There's a George.
All the biblical names never really left.
They never left.
Yeah.
Well, some of them, like Bathsheba. Okay, that would be one.
Who
in 2,000 years has called their kid Bathsheba?
That's the point.
Well, it couldn't leave if it was never there.
I mean, the one name that's come back that's kind of annoying, and forgive me, Landreth, is Noah.
Oh, I love Noah. I don't mind Noah.
I know, but it like
that was on our short list.
But it went away for like 2,000 years, and then all of a sudden it's made a resurgence.
I'm telling you, I read, you're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this. A friend of mine kept telling me, you have to read The Red Tent. You have to read The Red Tent. Don't worry, it's religiously based. You'll still love it. And I go, I don't want to read some story back a billion years ago when women were kicked to some tent because the man said so. I just refuse to read it.
Right.
And then we go to Wisconsin, and I read The Red Tent. It is one of the best books I've ever read.
Is it a run, do not walk?
It is a run, do not walk, but it is full of old, really awful names that you would not name your children those names.
Here's a good one, Orville.
Yeah, that was my, not really my grandfather, but grandfather's name was Orville Anderson.
Wow.
Orville?
Yeah. He died and nobody missed him. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
By nobody missed him, his son, my uncle, didn't even know he was dead for 6 months.
That's sad. That's actually sad.
Way to bring it down at 558.
Scorpions have been your artist of the day. He was a horrible human being. He was just a horrible human being. Somebody says, read it. It is so good.
Oh, it's so good.
The Red Tent.
The Red Tent. It is outstanding. Right. But the names are like Laban and Bilha and Zilpah and ugh.
Laban sounds like a skin tag you can't get rid of.
Or something else.
She is Arlene. I am Steve. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. See you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be good.
Fight. Baby, fight.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.